Let's get started. See what we can do today, you guys.
I wonder if I made it at 11:11. Decided, why not? Let's do a quick card read. I don't want to be on here too long. Just set the tone for the day and have a good message there, you know? Spread some love and light. See if we can get anybody here. Hi, Eric. We got Eric here. How you doing, Eric? Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic. I am just coming on real quick so that I can do a daily card read. Nothing too fancy, just get the card out for the day. I don't know, maybe one, maybe two, we'll see what happens. But we will check it out. Wait a couple minutes to see who's going to come through. Sending out invitations to everybody here real quick. So if you're here, I apologize. How's everybody feeling today? I hope you're doing good. Everybody's talking about Taco Tuesday today, so you know what? I just cut up some chicken and put it in some like citrusy, spicy marinade, so I think I'm gonna have tacos tonight. Some chicken tacos. Hi, Special. Welcome, you guys, to the Holy Shift Podcast. I do not know who went on right now, but I just decided to go quickly and get a daily card read and see if we can set a good tone for the day. I got some things I want to go do real quick, and well, not that I want to go do. I got to go pay bills, you guys. We have to stick to our, you know, responsibilities as an adult. Sometimes we got to pay the bills. So I'm going to do all that fun stuff. Thank you guys for coming in here. I made some breakfast for my son, and he's still sleeping, and I woke him up twice, so I said, forget it. And I'm eating some of it, so I don't know what cards I want today. I think I might go with, I don't know. Anybody have a deck in mind of mine that you might want to hear from today? Hi, Joe. How are you, babe? Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast, you guys. I just wanted to do a quick card reading for the day. Let it be a surprise. I'm feeling we need love. We always need more love in this world. So I'm going to go ahead and get the Whispers of Love deck then. Okay. Hi, Yana girl. How are you, babe? So I just wanted to do a quick read, you guys, and everybody loves everybody, so we can definitely use some love. Sending love and light over your way, Yana, and to the family. Yes, just getting things going. I love this music. It just gives me chills, you guys. Just wonderful energy. Yes, Yana, baby, I know. We are going to get that going. I chose the Whispers of Love deck today. And it's such a beautiful deck. I'll take a picture of the box. Or not the box. You guys see the box on my Insta. I'll take a picture of the card. Every single card on here is so magical. I love them. I absolutely love this deck. Welcome, Stills. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. Shuffling the cards to get a card read for the day. And we'll see what we can get going, okay? Alright. So we're going to split the deck, you guys. This is kind of crazy, okay? Act if your part as if your partner is here. Whether you have someone in your life or not, Now, this is a general read. It can be about romance or love. It could be about somebody we care about or love. But act as if your partner is here. Whether you have someone in your love life or not, act as if they are with you so that you will always consider them. Right? Always. I love you too, baby. It's a beautiful card, and it has a couple here, and they're like floating through the air, and there's fairies and butterflies and birds, and it's the number 37 that's on the card, so it's 10, which is the number 1, okay? And it's like flowing into the daytime from the darkness, and seeing the light, and it's quite a beautiful card, you guys. Let me take a picture so we can, if anybody wants to look at it while I'm reading in the book and pulling any information, we can, because it's so beautiful. Give me one moment, you guys, and we'll take this picture real quick. I am so horrible at like centering things, just in case you guys had no clue and have never seen my Instagram. I cannot center a picture for nothing. I'm super happy that that was not the chosen profession, because I would be failing horribly, you guys. All right, so act as if your partner is here. And here's the beautiful card. Maybe slightly blurry. I may just, I'm just going to post this right now so you guys can see it, and I'll edit it later. It's on Instagram, you guys. You can also go to wholeeshift.com. It does have a feed of my Instagram pictures there as well, which is quite neat. All right, let me see. I got to find you guys. There you are. There you are. All right. So, 37, act as if your partner is already here. If your actions and thoughts take someone else's feelings into account, you will be more aligned with a true relationship. See the bigger picture, you guys, is what I'm getting from that line. When you act with compassion and with consideration for the other people in your life, whether it be in a relationship or just friendship, in everyday moments. So like as I go through my day, I think about my kids, and it's not that, yeah, we do worry about them, but as long as we hold them in a positive light, there's always some happy, loving energy surrounding them, right? So let's just keep that positive love and light in our thoughts and our prayers. Okay? At any time, with anybody that we hold true to ourselves and to our hearts and to our soul. Any person we are in a relationship with. If your partner is not with you yet, generate the feeling that you are already sharing your life with your special someone. Okay. If anybody has looked up Neville Goddard, or if you have not, I suggest you do. Feeling is the secret. Imagination can create your reality. And he has a very eloquent way of speaking and interpreting the Bible in order for you to understand that your thoughts and your feelings are what create what you see in your outside world. We only have control of our reality, right? Not anybody else's. We can influence it, but we definitely can't control it. So if we hold that feeling of that love, or that feeling of relief or excitement, or just, you know, you feel completely embraced in everything, right? In that love and that light. Just imagine that. You don't have to see the face of your person that you're seeing. You don't have to feel their actual physical being. If you're imagining it and you're feeling that actual feeling, like energy attracts like energy. Feelings are energy. It's going to pull to you. You can't hear at work? Okay. Well, tell nonsense I said thank you very much. And type in that we pulled. Act as if your partner is here, if somebody will, please. If you're acting as if the person is already here, this will change the way you feel and can alter your attitude and potentially attract that energy into your life. Okay? Like attracts like. Revel in the thought that you are in a faithful relationship. Imagining this. Imagine you're sitting there with whoever you want to hang out with, or the person that you love, or your crush, or whoever it may be, the family members, grandma, grandpa, cousins, whoever it may be, imagine them right there, and it's like nothing ever happened. You have it. They're right here, right? Right here. When you create a vacuum by affirming your desire as if you already have it, the universe will bring it to you more quickly. You draw into your life the things that are in harmony with your beliefs. Like energy attracts like energy, you guys. Believe and trust that love is coming your way. See your energy as a love-attracting magnet. Imagination is powerful. Live as if you are in your desired relationship, it says, and appreciate the phase prior to the arrival of love. Revel in this moment, you guys. If you don't have your significant other, if you're not there with your friends or family or whoever you need near you, think about that moment and think about how amazing it will feel. But feel what you're feeling now. You know what it's like not to have it, right? So when you get with this person, or you're in the moment with this person or people or whoever you're is in your mind's eye right now, and they piss you the fuck off. Excuse my language, this is explicit. You will be able to remember when, yeah, they really make my blood boil sometimes, but I would rather them have that capability to make my blood boil than to not have them at all in my life, right? It gives us more appreciation for what is here and what we have when we get it, instead of just going and not having that gratitude and appreciation. If you don't let people, those that you are yet to find and those that are in your life, know how you feel, and those, like I said, you write the letter. I've written letters to my future husband. I may give it to him when we get married, maybe not. I might burn it, and yeah, but you speak it and you feel it into existence, you guys. A fairy couple effortlessly dances across the night sky, a large moth beneath them. The moth uses its scent to pull in a mate. There is no concern, worry, or doubt concerning the attraction of love. Use the energy of the moth to relax into the state of trust. Love is not far away, and you are in the process of bringing it to you. Trust. Trust that everything is playing out perfectly. No matter how crazy it may seem, how long you've waited for this love, whatever it may be, just know that everything has a more divine purpose than we can ever understand. And we are here experiencing all of this for a reason. It's to help grow, help the evolution of humanity, of the universe, to grow into more love and alignment with our purpose, right? It's hard to be patient, Boss Hog. Definitely hard to be patient. Rocky's calling in. We'll let you call in and talk, Rocky. I am not... Oh, missed her. I don't know what happened. I was not going to do any quick readings today. I was just pulling cards for the day because I got some things. I may come back later. Let's pull an energy card too, okay? No problem, Rocky. Not a problem at all, babe. I'm going to pull an energy card and we're going to see how we're going to trust and be patient, okay? That's what I feel like we need to know. How how do we be patient and how do we trust? It's so hard in the moment. We have all these feelings and emotions going every moment of every day. Thoughts create these crazy stories, and you know, some of them may be true, but some of them are crazy false stories we tell ourselves, and we end up worrying and stressing. We don't get to actually be in that flow or in that trusting phase, or be able to be patient for the amazing things to come, right? So let's see. Milk dog. We got a sparkly lady in here too, you guys. Wow. Welcome to the Holy Shift podcast. We're doing a quick card reading. We pulled Act As If Your Love Is Already Here. You guys, this card is very, very powerful. It's the number 7. And I think we had a 7 card yesterday, but it's community. It has 3 girls there and building community, and it has, there, one's playing the harp, and there's, it's just, there's apples hanging around, they're in the pillars, there's fruit, and they're just, they're taking care of each other, is what it seems like to me. One's in the background, kind of like a spirit, like, hanging out in the background, like, you don't see her legs. The other one, the one in the red dress, she's like hiding behind something, but this other one, I don't understand. Is she like kneeling or something? It's confusing to me. But it's telling me that we have a community that we need to embrace and trust. It's hard when we are all alone, when we are going through the day without anybody there. If we're going through life and we feel so alone, know that we have community, regardless of this, if you can physically see them or not. Spiritual guides, your angels, your higher power, your creator, your source. There's always a team, a community. You always have people physically and spiritually here to help you through. And we have to trust and rely on our community sometimes. We need other people to help us progress, right? I'm going to post this card too. That other one is so blurry. I'm sorry, you guys. I will make them look better after the show. But put that on the Instagram real quick. Okay. So we have to trust the people around us. Be here with our community. Let's find community card, you guys. This card shows 3 women sharing ideas and supportive energy. The light in this picture represents ever-present spirit community as well. Swear, it's been a while since I pulled it. I did not remember the interpretation. It's crazy. Let me find you guys again. I forget. Okay. When this card is upright, it indicates an association of some kind. It may be a casual connection of like-minded people, joining a club or community of some sort, or even a business partnership consisting of 3 or more entities. You guys, this community that's here. This community has been built on love, you know. We come up here, we need to express ourselves, we needed a creative outlet. Certain people have motivated us to open ourselves up and let our voice be heard, right? We found our connection of like-minded people, and we are growing, right? The time is right now to make these connections and to share our intentions, whether they're personal or professional. Networking and community are important parts of the human experience. You know, there's so many people here. If I wouldn't have met one or the other, so many people in this room right now, I would not have met if I wouldn't have met somebody else first. The path the 6 degrees of separation, right? Like, I would have never met so many of you if I wouldn't have come on Podbean. I wouldn't have met so many of you if I wasn't in a certain room. I wouldn't have met so many of you if I wouldn't have went into another random room and met different people. Building our community and making sure we have a strong foundation with the community we have helps us when we are feeling alone, when we need to trust, when we have to have patience. We can always go up to the people in our community for support. Some more often than others, but there's always that someone you can turn to, right? It's true that when several people join their intentions, it accelerates their power in the energetic realm. Receiving this card puts you on notice that the universe is sending some beneficial alliances your way. You guys, we got so much power coming to us for our energetic allies, our spirit guides, our creator, our higher selves are all here in this battle with the craziness going on, with our patience on trying to find the true love and our light right now. Like the happy family card, this also indicates a party or celebration of some kind. We're going to be celebrating soon, you guys. That gives me chills. So let's continue. This hope card is still here, and it will stay here. I don't know if I could put it away. So consistent with that hope so that we can have that party and that happy celebration and enjoy each other and celebrate together the community. You guys, I honestly truly feel connected to each and every one of you here in this room. I truly have love for every single person in here, whether we've talked or not. Some of you, we talk off of the Podbean. You please know, regardless if we don't or not, my intentions are pure. I truly love every single one of you here. I appreciate your support. It feels like Sunday, doesn't it? Let's spread love, keep our community close, support each other, have hope, and know and act as if the person that we love is already here. Okay? Let's have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you. I love you too, Juju. I love every single person in here. Let's keep love and light and prayers out there for our wonderful inspiration on Podbean. PG, we love you. And yeah, so until next time, I may come back after my errands and do a few readings, you guys, but gotta go do some business. I gotta take care of the business side before I have the fun stuff. So I will publish this later, definitely. Yesterday I was trying to publish the daily read quickly so you guys can go back and see or hear the stuff that you didn't hear when you jumped in, but it took until the afternoon in order for me to be able to publish that card. So Wi-Fi Gurimic, GRMIK, please follow me and I will come back and we will do readings later. I was just pulling a daily card for general and Ace, Podbean Fam, Cusack, Inspired, Yana, Herbal, Milt Dog, Tony, Blaze, every single buddy, special character, Rocky, every single person. I will come back later. I will do some readings, okay? We'll do it this afternoon. Let me go get my business taken care of, and we'll do some readings. And Tony, I love you. Good to see you. Join me on Holy Shift later on. Check me out at holyshift.com if you can't wait. And connect with me on all social media platforms. I love you. Please, everybody, take care of yourself. Love and light. Spread it around. Let's shift our focus, okay? Till next time.